move on here and talk to Jamal Cole, because he's an activist who is out there, and we want to make sure we have time for what you have to say. Jamal, your organization is your founder, actually, My Block, My Hood, My City. Where were you during all this this weekend? I know, I think I saw you at a news conference with the mayor at one point.
Yeah, I was there yesterday, but I was in the protest, you know. I was protesting peacefully along with a lot of other fellow activists and young organizers across the city of Chicago. So I was downtown on the protest, on the bridge.
What do you make of these talks? So much of the show today, we've been hearing from people who are going through pain themselves. They want to be part of the solution, but their businesses are looted. Their communities are being sort of the violence and the fires that are being set and all of that, sort of that piece of it that has started to just become the story when it really shouldn't be about that right now. It should be about the things that we can do to make things better and change. What do you make of the violence, first of all?
Yeah, man, I agree with protests and riots. I don't agree with reckless looting of communities that have already been divested from for too long. Like, there's ways that we can resist constructively. So I feel like there's a big difference between force and violence. So protesting peacefully is actually very forceful. I don't know why people think that's soft. When you protest peacefully, it puts pressure on institutions to address issues we care about. Violence is when you violate somebody's property. So I feel like force can always be powerful, but violence can only be violent. So I think we need to understand the difference between, you know, force and violence, and also figure out some ways to resist constructively. And because I definitely don't agree with what's going on.
What is force, then? I don't know if I understand that, Jamal. What's force?
Force is when you show up organized. Do you have an agenda? Do you have demands? Do you know the fundamentals of community organizing? Did you bring extra water with you? Do you know how? Do you guys have chants going on? Do you have extra batteries just in case your video runs out of power? Do you know that if you are arrested downtown that they're going to take you to 18th and State? Do you know the phone number? Do you have people ready to bail you out? Do you have lawyers? You have to actually have there's levels to this. You can't just show up and go live and expect to make a difference. You have to start with the simple things first, and then you can develop muscle to take on bigger challenges. So I'm for protesting peacefully. I'm for showing force, but I am not for being violent.
I want to ask you about something I mentioned at the top of the show today, about some people who are here just to provoke violence and to be agitators, and they seem highly organized. I'm not the only person to mention it. The superintendent, the mayor, everyone has said we have our eyes on certain groups who have come to do this. I'm looking at a Tribune story that just passed. Jason Meisner covers the federal courthouse. There's a man arrested for violating the curfew order Sunday. They found explosive devices in his car, according to the charges. He was also on video in Minneapolis days earlier and throwing bombs, firebombs. There. Those kind of people, I just feel as if they come here, I don't know that they're really about change in the community the way you describe it. And it feels as if that becomes the story and that causes so much pain without any sort of solution building that you're talking about.
Yeah, we're already in pain. I mean, the community is already in pain. You're destroying communities in the middle of a pandemic. You're destroying Walgreens and Walmart. How are our seniors going to get water? How are they going to get the food that they need? What are we supposed to do? So we need these things. And I understand the frustration of protesters. Listen, I understand. It really is simple. When you say stop killing us and hold authority accountable, then people won't protest the institutional murder and oppression of black people. I'm a black man. I understand the deal is simple. We have to be empathetic towards the young people. Let them know that we hear them. We hear you. We love you. Take some time out for yourself right now. Reflect a little bit. Ask yourself what's something simple you can do to make a positive difference in your city as opposed to being a part of the problem. What can you do to make some solutions?
I saw you say that on Saturday in the news conference that everyone was trying to say, trying to divert this all this energy you've got and use it to do something positive. I don't know that that was heard, or at least there's a portion of people who certainly weren't willing to accept that at that point by what we've seen over the last 24, 48 hours. I also saw you on Channel 9, Jamal, and I heard you say that I've been an activist for a long time in this community. I've been protesting these types of issues for a long time, but I don't recognize a lot of these folks around here and these groups.
Yeah, I don't recognize a lot of these people. But you know, when the news cameras are out and the cameras are out, you know, people come out and they want to go live. They want to be seen. They want to take advantage of a situation. If you broke into that Nike store and you stole some shoes, make sure you wear those shoes to go vote. How about you wear those shoes to a city council meeting? You know, I think that I haven't seen any of these people. I don't condone any destruction or any selfish motives of any kind. And I felt like there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, Jamal. And what is it? How can people reach you? And what is it you would like to see these next 24 hours? Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, if you want to make a difference, we need help cleaning up these storefronts. We need help with graffiti removal. We need help with sweeping up some glass. If you're a young person that really wants to make a difference, go to my website, formyblog.org, and sign up. We're even paying $15 an hour for you to do that. If you're a small business owner that's been hit or your store's been looted and vandalized and you need support, go to our website, formyblog.org, and sign up. We will support you guys with small grants. Look, this is our motto is taking care of people no matter what. If it's a snowstorm, we're helping seniors. If it's a heat wave, we're passing out fans. In a pandemic, we're passing out safety kits to seniors. Like right now, we're here for the small business owners throughout Chicago, and we're going to be there for you guys. So that's what I like to say.
Thank you, Jamal. Jamal Cole, appreciate the time.